Parshas Re'eh. The next three parshiyos, Re'eh, Shoiftim, and Kisetzeh, contain the bulk of the mitzvahs found in Sefer Devarim. And Moshe said, Re'eh, see, Anoichi noisen lefnechem hayoim, I am presenting before you today, bracha, a blessing, uklala, and a curse. Es ha-bracha, the bracha will come to you on the condition, asher tishmu, that you will listen, el mitzvahs Hashem alekechem, to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, asher anoichi mitzave eschem hayoim, that I am commanding you today. The haklola, and the klola you will receive, im lois ishmu el mitzvahs Hashem alekechem, if you do not listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, visaretem in haderech, and you will turn away from the whole Torah, asher anoichi mitzave eschem hayoim, that I am commanding you today, lo leches acharei elohim acherim asher lo yedatem, to go after other gods that you did not know. By going after other gods and believing in other gods, it is as if you deny the whole Torah. And that's why the Pasuk says, lo leches acharei elohim acherim, by going after other gods, visartem en aderech, it is as if you turned away from the whole way of the Torah, you are denying the whole Torah. And what the bracha is, and what the klala is, the Torah does not say over here, but rather it is mentioned in Parshas Kisavai, that when Klal Yisrael will come to Har Gerizim and Har Eval in Eretz Yisrael, over there Hashem will tell them the brachos and the klalos. And these brachos you will receive if you keep the mitzvahs, and these klalos will come upon you if you turn away from the Torah and worship Avodah Zarah. And the Mefarshim ask that the Pasuk says, Re'ei Anoichi Noisein Lefnechem, see that I am putting before you. Re'ei is in the singular, it does not say Re'u. However, Lefnechem, before you, is in the plural, it does not say Lefonecha. Either the Pasuk should have said it in the singular, Re'ei Anoichi Noisein Lefonecha, or all of it in the plural, Re'u Anoichi Noisein Lefnechem. Why does it say Re'ei in the singular and Lefnechem in the plural? The Chasam Sofer and the Kli Yakar answer that the Gemara in Kedushin says, La'olam yira odom es atzmoi, a person should always view himself, ki'ilu kol ha'olam chesrei zakai v'chesrei chayim, as if the whole world, the scale of mitzvahs and averos of the whole world is 50-50. There are 50% averos and 50% mitzvahs that all of the world has done. Also mitzvah achas, so that if he does one mitzvah, hechuya es kol ha'olam l'kaf schus, he will tilt the scale of the whole world to the side of merit. Osa avera achas. However, if he does one avera, hechuya kol ha'olam kulay l'kaf choyva, he will tilt the scale to the negative side for the whole world. The Pasuk is saying, Re'ei, see in the singular, see your individual deeds as if it can affect, lefnechem, before you in the plural, it can affect the public, the whole world. Because by viewing the world as 50% zakai and 50% chayiv, your deeds as an individual will affect the whole world. That is why Re'ei is said in the singular and lefnechem in the plural. And the Pasuk continues, V'hoyo, and it will be, ki v'yacho Hashem lekecho, when Hashem your God will bring you, el ha'oretz asher ato v'osham l'rishto, to the land that you are coming over there to take possession of it. V'nosato, and you will give es ha'brocho, the brocho al har gruizim, facing har gruizim, ves ha'klolo, and you will say the klolo al har evil, facing har evil. As Rashi tells us, six shvatim stood on har gruizim, and six shvatim stood on har evil, and the Levium stood in middle. The Levium would turn towards har gruizim and say the brochois, and then turn toward har evil to say the klolos. And the Pasuk is saying, V'nosato, and you the Levium will give es ha-brocho, the brocho, al har-gwizim, while you face har-gwizim, ve'es ha-klola, and the klola you will say al har-evil, while you face har-evil. Now where are har-gwizim and har-evil? The Pasuk gives us a simen. Haloihema, behold, they are har-gwizim and har-evil are be'eva ha-yardin, on the other side of the Yardin, on the west side of the Yardin. Acharei, far away from the Yardin. Derech mevoi ha-shemesh, in the direction of the sunset, which means in the west. Be'eretz ha-knani ha-yoshiv ba'arovo, in the land of the Knani that live on the plains. As Ibn Ezra explains, since there are Knani that live in the mountains, therefore the Pasuk is telling us that har-gruizim and har-evil are in the area where the Knani live, ha-yoshiv ba'arovo, which Knani? The Knani that live in the plains. Mul ha-gilgol, far from Gilgol, etzel eloni moire, near eloni moire, which is Shechem. Ki atem over mes ha-yardin, because you are passing over the Yardin, lovoi to come, lo reshes es ha-oretz asher Hashem lekechem noisin lochem, to take possession of the land that Hashem your God is giving you, v'rishtem oisa v'shaftem bo, and you shall take possession of it, and you shall settle in it. And Rashi says, ki atem over mes ha-yardin, when you pass over the Yardin and you see the nisim that Hashem will do in the Yardin for you, he will split the Yardin, that will be a sign, lovoi lo reshes es ha-oretz, that after that you will take possession of the land. The Nisim of the Yarden will be a simon for you that afterwards you will be victorious and capture Eretz Yisrael. Ushamartem lasos, and you shall be careful to perform Eis kol ha-chukim ves ha-mishpotim, all the chukim and all the mishpotim, asher anochi noisin lefneichem hayoim, that I am giving before you today. Eile ha-chukim va-mishpotim, these are the chukim and these are the mishpotim, asher tishmeru lasos, that you should watch to do, ba'oret in the land, asher nosan Hashem alekei avisecha l'chol rishto, that Hashem, the God of your fathers, has given you to take possession of, kol hayomim, for all days, asher atem chayim al ho'adamah, that you are alive on the earth. If you keep the mitzvahs, then Eretz Yisrael will be yours for all days that you are alive. However, if you do not keep the mitzvahs, then while you are living, Eretz Yisrael will be taken away from you. Abe ta'abdun, you shall totally destroy es kol ha-mekoymos, all the places, asher avdu shom ha-goyim, that the goyim worshipped avodah zarah, asher atem yoshev oisam, these nations that you are taking possession of them, es eloi heihem, you should destroy their gods. The pasuk Abe ta'abdun is going on the words es eloi heihem, you shall totally destroy their gods. The words Abe ta'abdun is not going on the words that follow es kol ha-mekoymos asher avdu shom ha-goyim, and the pasuk would be saying that you shall totally destroy all the places where they worship avodah zarah. You do not have to destroy the places that they worship, but rather destroy the avodah zarah from the places where they worship them. And when the pasuk says es kol ha-mekoymos asher avdu shom ha-goyim, it means min kol ha-mekoymos asher avdu shom ha-goyim. Destroy the avodah zarah from all the places where they worship them. Ale horim haromim, on the high mountains, valagvois, and on the hills, v'sachas kol eitz ra'anon, and under every leafy tree. As the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, says, that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you must assume that under every tree, on top of every mountain, and on top of every hill, the Goyim have placed their Avodah Zarah. Because the Goyim used to place their Avodah Zarah in the most beautiful places, and in surroundings that manifested the powers of nature, to show that their gods are mighty and powerful. Therefore, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you must search under every tree, on top of every mountain and hill, for their Avodah Zarah. V'nitatzem es mizbechosam, and you should break apart their mizbechos. V'shibartem, and you shall smash es matzevosam, their matzevos. And Rashi says, matzeva is bimos, a pedestal, which the Avodah Zarah was placed on top of it. And they used to worship the Avodah Zarah and the pedestal. And the reason why it says, eloshem v'nitatzem, you shall break apart by a mizbeach, and v'shibartem, you shall smash by the matzeva, because the mizbeach was made of many stones. Therefore, the correct expression is, v'nitatzem, you shall break them apart. However, the matzeva, which is made of one stone, it uses eloshem v'shibartem, you shall smash. V'asherehem, and their trees that they worship, tisrefun ba'esh, you shall burn in fire. Ufisile Eloihehem, and their carved images of their avodah zarah, tigadeon, you should cut down. V'ibadetem eshemom min amokem ahu, and you shall destroy the names of these avodah zarah from this place. Which means you should change the names of the avodah zarah from their names to a derogatory name. Which means, for example, the temple that was called Beis Galya should be called Beis Karya, the house of a ditch. And the Avodah Zarah that was called Ein Koil, the eye for everybody to pray to, should be changed to Ein Koitz, the eye of a thorn. Change their names and corrupt their names to a derogatory name. And in Sefer HaKsava HaKabbalah he asks, why does the Torah constantly change the lashon of what should be done to an Asherah tree? Over here it says, V'ashereim tisrefun ba'esh, you should burn the Asherah in fire. However, in Parshas Va'aschanon, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Hei, over there the Pasuk says, Tigadeun, you should cut them down. And in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Yud Gimel, over there it says, Tichroisun, which is a different Lashon of cutting down. Why does the Torah constantly change the Lashon? And he answers, because there are different halachos concerning what should be done to an Asherah tree. And it depends how it became an Asherah tree. If it was planted originally for the sake of being Asherah for an Avodah Zarah, then the halacha is it must be totally uprooted. And that's why the pasuk says over here, Tisrefun ba'esh, you must totally destroy it and totally burn it. However, the pasuk in Parshas Va'aschanon is talking about an Asherah tree that was worshipped after it was already planted. And the halacha is by such an Asherah that you do not have to totally wipe away the whole tree, but rather only the leaves and the fruits that grew after you started to worship this tree, that has to be destroyed. That's why the pasuk says over there, Tigadeun, cut off the growth that grew after you started to worship this tree. And the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, when it says Tichroisun, is including both of these halachas. because the Lashon of Tichrois can mean to totally destroy, and that would be referring to an Asherah tree that was planted L'shem Asherah. However, the word Tichrosun can also mean that you should cut off the growth, and that is referring to an Asherah tree that you started to worship it after it has already grown, and the Pasuk is telling us, Tichrosun, cut off whatever grew after you started to worship the tree. And the Pasuk continues, Lo Sasum Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem, you shall not do so to Hashem your God. And Rashi tells us, Tu Pshatim, what this Pasuk is talking about. According to Rashi's first pshat, this pasuk is going back to Pasuk Beis, where over there the pasuk says that the Goyim used to worship their Avodah Zarah on the mountains and on the hills. On that, the pasuk tells us, Lo Sasum Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem, you shall not do so to Hashem your God. You should not serve Hashem on mountains and hills, but rather, Ki Im El Amokim Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokeichem, only in the place that Hashem has chosen, which is in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi's second pshat is that this pasuk is going back to Pasuk Gimel, where over there it says that you should destroy the Mizbechos of the Avodah Zarah, Vibanatem Eshemom, and you shall erase and destroy their names. On that, the Pasuk says, Lo Sasum Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem, you should not do so to Hashem your God. Do not destroy the stones of His Mizbeach, and do not erase His name. On this, Rabbi Shmuel asks, do you think that a person would actually break a stone from the Mizbeach with Azarah? Therefore, he learns Pshat in the Pasuk, Lo Sasum Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem, you should not do so to Hashem your God. Do not do averos that will cause the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Do not do averos that will cause Hashem's name to be erased. But rather do mitzvahs, and this way the Beis HaMikdash will stand, and ki'im el amokim asher yivcha Hashem elokeichem, then you will be able to serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash that Hashem has chosen for you. And the pasuk continues, ki'im el amokim, rather you should serve Hashem in the place asher yivcha Hashem elokeichem that Hashem has chosen mikol shivtechem from all of your shvatim. Losum Eshemaisham, to place his name over there. And the Pasuk over here says, Mikol Shivtechem, from all of your Shvatim. However, in Pasuk Yudalah, the Pasuk says, Ki im ba'mokem asher yivcha Hashem ba'achat Shivtecho, in one of your Shvatim. And Rashi answers that David HaMelech collected funds from all of the Shvatim in order to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it says, Mikol Shivtechem, he took money from all of the Shvatim. However, the Beis HaMikdash was built Ba'achat Shivtecho, in only one of your Shvatim. It was built in the land of Binyamin. L'shichnoi Sidrashu, you should seek out his resting place, Uvasa Shama, and you shall come there. And really, the Pasuk could have just said that the place that Hashem has chosen for you, Tidrashu, you should seek out Uvasa Shama, and you should come there. Why does it have to say L'shichnoi, his resting place? Rashi answers that it is telling us concerning another resting place where Hashem was Shara his Shechina, which was Mishkan Shilai, where the Mishkan remained for 369 years. And the Pasuk is saying that you should serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, and also L'shichnoi in his resting place in Shilai. V'havesem Shama, and you will bring over there in Shilai, Oiloi Seichem v'zivchechem, your Karbanos Oilois, and your Karban Shlomim, that will be brought on the Mizbeach. V'eis Masrei Seichem, and your Meiser Behema, which is brought as a Karban, and also your Meiser Sheni, that is eaten in Yerushalayim in the time of the Beis HaMikdash and in the time of Mishkan Shilai. It was able to be eaten anywhere where Mishkan Shilai was visible. Ve'es Trumas Yedchem, and that which your hand lifts up, referring to Bikurim, that is brought to the Mishkan, to the Kayin, where over there it is lifted up. V'nidreichem v'nidvoisechem, and your voluntary karbonos that are brought on the Mizbeach. U'v'chores Bekarachem etzonchem, and your firstborn cattle and sheep that is brought to the Kayin, and the Kayin brings it as a korban on the Mizbeach. V'achaltem shom lefnei Hashem lekechem, and you shall eat them before Hashem your God, each one according to the place where it has to be eaten. The korbanos that have to be eaten in the Azorah, the Pasuk is saying, lefnei Hashem lekechem, eat them in the Azorah before Hashem. And the other things that can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, for example, Maaser Sheni, and also voluntary korbanos, that will be eaten lefnei Hashem lekechem, before Hashem your God, in the city of Yerushalayim. U'samachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem, and you shall rejoice in all that you have undertaken, atem uvatechem, you and your household. As Sephorna explains, when you serve Hashem, do it joyously. Asher beracho Hashem lekecho, which means, as if it says, kasher beracho Hashem lekecho, you should bring your nedarim and nedavos, your voluntary karbonos, according to the wealth that Hashem has blessed you. The more money you have, the more voluntary karbonos you should bring. Asher beracho Hashem lekecho means ka'asher beracho Hashem lekecho. Bring your nedarim and nedavos according to the way that Hashem has blessed you, according to the wealth that Hashem has blessed you with. That is how many Nedarim and Nedaveis you should bring. And now the Pasuk speaks about the first 14 years when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, and Bamois, private altars, were permitted, one was allowed to bring a carbon on a Bama. Because during the history of Klal Yisrael, there were times that Bamois were permitted and times when they were forbidden. When the Yidden came into the Midbar, before the Mishkan was erected, Bamois were permitted. However, once the Mishkan was erected in the Midbar for those 39 years, it was usher to be makriv on a Bama. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, during the first 14 years when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, Bamois were again permitted. However, during the 369 years that the Mishkan was in Shiloh, Bamois were usher again. Then the Mishkan moved to Noiv and Givon for 57 years, and then Bamois were permitted. However, once the Beis HaMikdash was erected, Bamois were forbidden forever. The Pasuk now is talking about the time when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael during the first 14 years, when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, and Bamois were permitted. And the Pasuk is telling us that the laws of a Bama are different than the laws of the regular Mizbeach, because on the regular Mizbeach in the Mishkan, you were allowed to bring Karbonos Chayva, Karbonos that were brought as an obligation, like a Chatos and a Osham, and also Nedarim and Nedavos, voluntary Karbonos. However, on a Bama, only voluntary Karbonos are permitted. And this is what the Pasuk says, Loisasum kecholei asher anachnu oisim poi hayoyim. On a Bama, you cannot do what we do over here today in the Mishkan. You cannot bring Karbonos Chayva on a Bama. Ish kol hayosho be'enov, you can only bring voluntary Karbonos, each man bringing what is proper in his eyes, a voluntary carbon. However, a carbon Chayva, you cannot bring on a Bama. Kilei vosam at ota, because at that time, you will not yet have come El HaMenucha, to the resting place, which is Shiloh, Vel HaNachala, and to the heritage, which is referring to Yerushalayim. Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisin Lach, that Hashem your God is giving you. At that time, you will not yet have come to Yerushalayim, nor to Shiloh, and therefore Bamois will be mutter. However, on a Bama, you will only be able to bring voluntary Karbonos. Vavartem es HaYardim, when you will pass over the Yardim, Vishavtem Ba'aretz, and settle in the land, Asher Hashem Elokechem Manchel Eschem, that Hashem your God causes you to inherit. And that will be after 14 years, because it will take 14 years for Klal Yisrael to capture and divide Eretz Yisrael. However, even at that point, you will not be able to build a Beis HaMikdash, but rather you will have to wait until Vehiniach Lochem Mikol Oyeveichem Misaviv, until Hashem will give you rest from all your enemies from around you, Vishavtem Betach, when you will dwell securely. Which will be in the time of David HaMelech, when Hashem will give you control over all the Goyim that surround you, and the Goyim that live in Eretz Yisrael will not bother you anymore. Then Hashem will allow you to build the Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk says in the next Pasuk, V'hoyo HaMokoyim Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokeichem Boi L'Shakin Shemoy Shom, Hashem will choose the place to rest His name over there, which is the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will only be built after Hashem will give you rest from all the nations in the time of David HaMelech. Zok Rashi from the beginning of the parasha. Re'e anoichi noisin lefneichem, see that I am giving you today brocha, a brocha, uklola, and a klola. Ha'amurois b'har grizim u'b'har evol. These are the brochos and the klolois stated later in Parashas Kisavoy that will be said at har grizim and har evol. Es ha'brocha, the brocha you will receive, al-manas asher tishmu, on the condition that you will listen. And the klola you will receive if you do not listen. And the pasuk compares sartem in aderech, turning away from the Torah, to lalechas acharei elohim acherim, worshipping other gods. Holamadato, this teaches you, shekol ha'oved avodah zarah, anybody who worships avodah zarah, harei hu sor mikol aderech shenitzav Yisrael. It is as if he turned away from the whole way, from the whole Torah that Klal Yisrael were commanded. Mikan amru, from here Chazal tell us, kol ha'moida avodah zarah, anybody who admits and believes in avodah zarah, kikofer b'chol ha'torah kula, it is as if he denies the whole Torah. Because the pasuk compares sartem min aderech to laleches acharei elohim acherim. V'nosato es habrocha, Zok Rashi k'targumar, like Targum says, yos mevarachaya, which means es hamevarachim, the ones that bless. The Levim that will give the brocha will face al har grizim, will face har grizim. Klape har grizim hoifchim pineim, towards har grizim they will turn their face. And the pasuk is saying, v'nosato es habrocha, the ones who will give the brocha will face al har grizim, towards har grizim. Upaschu bebrocha, and they started off by saying a brocha, baruch ha'ish, blessed is the person, asher lo yaseh pesel u'masecha, that will not make an avodah zarah. And Rashi is bothered that if you look in the Pasuk in Parashas Kisavai, you will see that there are no brachos mentioned there, only klolos. As the Pasuk says, Oru ho'ish asher yaseh pesul umasecha, and then Oru makla ovevi imoy, Oru masek gvul, and so on. The Pasuk only mentions klolos and not brachos. So what were the brachos that were said when facing Har Gerizim? Rashi says, Kol ha'arurim shebeparsha, all the curses in Parashas Kisavai, Amru tchila, were first said, B'lashem Baruch, in a lashon of blessing, the acharkach, and afterwards hafchu pneim klape har evil. They turned their faces towards har evil, ufaschu beklola, and said the klola. Rashi is saying that when the pasuk says oru ha'ish asher yaseh pesul umasecha, first the levim said a bracha version of this klola, and they said baruch ha'ish, blessed is the person asher lo yaseh pesul umasecha, that will not make an avodah zarah. Then they turned toward har evil and said oru ha'ish asher yaseh pesul umasecha. And so too, by the next klola, they first said, Baruch asher lo yakla ovevi imoy, blessed is the one who does not degrade his parents. And then they turned toward Har Evil and said, Arur, cursed is the one, makla ovevi imoy, who does degrade his parents. Zakrashi haloihema, behold they are, nosen bohem simen, the Torah now gives a simen where Har Grizim and Har Evil are. Achare, far away from the Yarden. Acharei havoris yarden, after you pass over the yarden and go a distance, harbe v'hola lemerochoi, very far away, that's where har grizim and har evil are. V'zehu lashon acharei, and that is the lashon of acharei, which means at a distance. Because kol mokim shenemar acharei muflaghu, whenever it says acharei, it means at a distance. Sometimes it means a distance in space, like over here, far away, and sometimes it means a distance of time, which means it did not happen immediately. Like Rashi tells us at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Achar HaDevar Mo'ele means immediately after these things. Achar Rei HaDevar Mo'ele does not mean immediately, but sometime after. So over there, Achar Rei means a distance in time. Zok Rashi Derech Mevoy HaShemesh, in the direction of the sunset, toward the west. Lahalam in HaYarden, beyond the Yarden, Letzad Ma'ariv, toward the Ma'ariv, toward the west, is where Har Gerizim and Har Evil are. And the trop on the words is a proof that these two words, acharei and derech, are two separate things. Shininkadu b'shnei ta'amim, because they are marked with two trops that do not connect to each other. Acharei nokot b'pashto. Acharei is marked with a trop called a pashto. V'derech nokot b'mashpel, and derech is marked with a trop called a mashpel, which is a yisiv. And a pashto and a yisiv do not connect with each other. And therefore, acharei and derech are not connected. Acharei means far away from the Yarden. Derech mevay hashemesh, in the direction of the setting of the sun, in the direction of the west. Because these two trops are known as melech, trops that are kings. They do not connect to each other. And that is a raya that acharei and derech are two separate thoughts. A second raya that acharei and derech are not connected is because vehu dogush. The letter dalet in the word derech has a dogush, has a dot in it. And the rule is that letters beged kefes, beis, gimel, dalet, chaf, pei, and sof, receive a dogish only if the letter before them is not aleph, hey, vav, or yud. However, if aleph, hey, vav, or yud precede the letters beged kefes, then beged kefes do not receive a dogish. Over here, acharei has a yud, so the following letter, dalet, should not receive a dogish. By the fact that it does receive a dogish, proves to us that acharei and derech are not connected, and we do not look at the yud as if it precedes the dalet. V'im hoya acharei derech dibor echad, and if acharei and derech were one thought, they were connected, hoya nakud acharei b'mishores, then acharei would be marked with a trop that is a mishores, a servant, one that connects to the next word, b'shofar hafuch, with a trop that looks like an upside-down shofar, which is a mapach, v'derech b'pashto, and derech would have a pashto, because mapach pashto are connected. Acharei would have a mapach, derech a pashto, and that would show acharei derech is connected. And also v'rafa, the letter dalet in the word derech would not have a dogesh, since acharei and derech would be connected. It would come out that there is a yud before the letters beged kefes, a yud before the dalet, thereby causing derech to not have a dogesh in the dalet. Zok Rashi mulha gilgal, rochoik min ha-gilgal, far from gilgal. Eloni Moira and near Eloni Moira, Hu Shchem, that is Shchem, Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Sefer Bereishis, Ad Mikoim Shchem, until the place of Shchem, which is Ad Eloni Moira, until Eloni Moira. So Elon Mure is Shechem. Zakrashi ki atem over Mesa Yarden, when you pass over the Yarden, Nisim Shel Yarden, you simen biyedchem. The miracles that will happen in the Yarden will be a sign in your hands. Shetavoyu v'tirshu es ha'oretz, that you will come and take possession of the land. Ki atem over Mesa Yarden, the miracles that will happen in the Yarden will be a sign, lavoy l'resh es ha'oretz, that afterwards you will take possession of the land. Abe ta abdun, and Rashi is bothered by the double lashon abe ta abdun. It means abed va'achar kach ta abdun, destroy and again destroy. Mikan, from here we learn la'ik avodah zarah, one who uproots an avodah zarah, shet sarich lesharish achareho, he must pull out the avodah zarah with all its roots. He cannot leave any trace of this avodah zarah. Es kol mekoymes asher avdu shom. Rashi tells us it does not mean that you have to destroy the places where they worship the avodah zarah, but rather the avodah zarah itself. Uma ta abdun, what should you destroy? Mehem, from them. Es Eloiheyem asher alehorim, the gods that are on their mountains. You should destroy these gods, min ha-mekoymos asher avdu shom ha-goyim, from the places where the goyim worship them. Mizbeach shel avonim harbe. Mizbeach is made of many stones. That is why it says, v'ni tatz tahem, you should break them apart. Matzeva shel avon achas, a matzeva is one stone. That is why it says, v'shibartem, you should smash it. V'hi bimus, and matzeva is a pedestal that the avodah zarah is placed on it. Sheshnuya ben mishnah, that we learned in the mishnah, Even shechotzva mitchilos labimos, a stone that was cut out of the mountain originally in order to make a pedestal for the avodah zarah. Asherah ilon hanevad, Asherah is a tree that is worshipped. Zakrashi v'ibadatem eshemom, and you shall destroy their names. Lechanus lehem shem lignai, to change their names and call them by a derogatory name. Beis Galya currently Beis Karya. Beis Galya should be called Beis Karya, the house of a ditch. Ein Koil should be called Ein Koitz, the eye of a thorn. Zok Rashi lo sasun ken, you shall not do so to Hashem your God. And Rashi's first pshat is that this pasuk is going back to pasuk Beis that says that the goyim worship their avodah zarah on top of mountains and hills. Zok Rashi lo sasun ken, you shall not do so lahakdir lo shamayim b'chol mokayim, to be makdir to shamayim in any place. Ki im ba mokim ashi yivchar, only in the place that Hashem will choose, which is in the place of the Beis Hamikdash. Dava acher, another pshat, this pasuk is going back on pasuk Gimel that says, V'nitatzem es mizbechosam, you should break the mizbechos of the avodah zarah, v'ibadatem eshemom, and destroy their name. Lo sasum kein, you should not do to Hashem your God. Azor lemoichik es Hashem, it is a warning to erase Hashem's name, ulenoitet even min ha-mizbeach, or to break a stone from the mizbeach, oy min ho-azorah, or a stone from the azorah. Amr Rabbi Shmuel said, V'chisala al daitcha, will it enter your mind, che Yisrael noitetzim es ha-mizbechos, that Klal Yisrael will break the mizbechos? El or rather, shalei tasu kim aseihem, do not do like the deeds of the goyim, the yigmuru avoseichem, that your sins will cause lemigdash avoseichem sheyichorev, that the migdash of your fathers will be destroyed. Do not do averis that will cause the stones of the Beis HaMikdash to be broken. Zakrashi l'shichnoi sidrashu, you should seek his resting place, and since the word l'shichnoi is extra, we darshan zem mishkan shiloi, this is referring to the mishkan that was in Shiloi for 369 years. And the pasuk is saying, you should serve Hashem and bring these karbonos in mishkan shiloi. Zivchechem, you should bring your karbonos, which refers to shlomim shel choiva, your karbonos shlomim that are brought as an obligation, because your voluntary karbonos shlomim are included in the words of the pasuk further, Nidrechem v'nidvoisechem. Maisreisechem, you will bring over there your maisreis, referring to maiser behema, your maiser behema, which is brought as a korban, umaiser sheni, and also your maiser sheni, that is brought lecha lefnim menachoyma, brought inside the walls of Yerushalayim to be eaten there. Trumas yetchem, that which is lifted by your hands, elo habikurim, this is referring to bikurim, shenemar bohem, that the pasuk says about the bikurim, v'lokach ha-koyin ha-tenem yodecho, the koyin will take the basket from your hand, and he will lift it up. And that also should be brought to Mishkan Shiloi. Uvechoris bekarchem, and the firstborn of your cattle, you should bring lesitam la-koyin, to give it to the koyin, v'yekrivam sham, and the koyin will be makrovit as a korban over there. Asher berachu Hashem lekecho, you should bring nedarim and nedavos according to what Hashem has blessed you. Lefi abrocha havei, according to the blessing that Hashem has blessed you, that is how many nedarim and nedavos you should bring. Loisasim kechol asher anachnu oisin, you should not do by a bama what we are doing over here in the Mishkan. Moisiv lemala, it is going back on the pasuk before, al ki atem oivim es hayarden, when you go over the Yarden during the first 14 years that you are in Eretz Yisrael, when the Mishkan was in Gilgal. When you pass over the Yarden, miyad mutarim atem lahakriv bebama. Immediately, you will be allowed to be makriv on a bama. Kol yudalet shana shall kibush v'chiluk. During the 14 years when Eretz Yisrael will be captured and divided. Uvebama lo sakrivu kol ma she'atem makrivim poi hayoyim b'mishkon, shehu imachem. And on a bama, you cannot be makriv what we are being makriv over here in the Mishkan that is with you. V'nimshach, and in the Mishkan that was anointed. Because on the Mizbeach at the Mishkan you could be makriv karbonos that are brought as a choiva like chatas and asham, and karbonos that are brought voluntarily like nedarim and nedavos. Avol bebomo, however, by a bomo ain korev elo hanidar v'hanidav. You can only bring nedarim and nedavos which are voluntary. V'zehu, and that is what the pasuk means. Ish kol hayosher be'enov. Each person can only bring what is proper in his eyes. Nedarim unedavos she'atem esnadvim, nedarim and nedavos that you donate ayidei she'yosher be'enechem laviyam, because it is proper in your eyes to bring them. V'loy ayidei choiva, however, you cannot bring karbonos that are an obligation. Oisem takrivu bebama, only nedarim and nedavos can you bring on a bama. Kilevosem kol oisin yudalot shana, because you did not come during those 14 years ad ata k'moy adayin, which means yet. You did not yet come el hamenucha, to the resting place, which is Zu Shiloi, which is Mishkan Shiloi, and you did not yet come El Hanachala, to the heritage Zu Yerushalayim, which is Yerushalayim. And since you are not in Shiloi or Yerushalayim, therefore Bomois are Mutter. However, Varvartim is Hayardin, when you go over the Yarden, Vishaftim, Ba'oretz, and you will settle in the land, Shetechal Kuha, you will divide the land, V'yehei Kol Echad Makeres Chelkoi, Ve'eshiftoi, and each person will recognize his portion and his shevet after the first 14 years. And v'hiniach lochem, Hashem will cause you to rest from all the nations. La'acha kibush v'chiluk u'menucha, after you capture it, divide it, and rest min hagoyim from the nations. Asher hiniach Hashem l'nasis b'mes Yisrael, that Hashem left in Eretz Yisrael in order to test Klal Yisrael with. Ve'ein zu ela b'mei David, and this will only be during the time of David. Oz then v'hoya hamokoyim, then you will build the Beis Hamikdash, and you will bring karbonos over there in the Beis Hamikdash, and bamos will be aser. And Yosef Das says that this is all one Rashi, so we will continue with this Rashi. V'hoya hamokoyim, and then you will serve Hashem in the place of the Mikdash. V'nu lochem beis habechira, you will build the Beis Hamikdash b'Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. V'cheinu oimer b'David, and so it says by David. V'hi ki yoshav hamelech b'beisoy, and it was when David hamelech sat in his house. V'Hashem hiniach lo b'kol oivav, and Hashem caused him to rest from all his enemies misavid from around him. Vayom HaMelech el Nosan HaNovi, and David HaMelech said to Nosan HaNovi, Re'eino, see now, Anoichi Yoshev Beveis Arozim, I am living in a house of cedar. Va'aroin Hashem, however, the Oren of Hashem, Yoshev B'Soich HaYuriah, is living in a tent made of curtains. So therefore it is time to build the Beis HaMikdash. And we see from here that the Beis HaMikdash will only be built only after Hashem will cause Klal Yisrael to rest from all their enemies, from all the Goyim. And that will only be in the time of David HaMelech.